Is virtual reality the future? Virtual reality tech has existed for years, but it may soon become a major part of our lives.
Who says virtual reality is the future?
Principally, Mark Zuckerberg. He believes the next tech revolution will be the metaverse. Instead of accessing the internet via computers and phone screens, we will use virtual reality, VR, technology to enter the internet for work, shopping, socializing, and more. Our avatars will be like second bodies that we use every day, perceiving ourselves inside virtual places thanks to VR headsets. Zuckerberg is so sure of his vision that Facebook has been renamed Meta, and he is investing $10 billion a year into creating the metaverse.
So the metaverse doesn't yet exist?
No. Avatar-based games such as Fortnite are the closest thing to it, but they are only proto-metaverses. Fortnite players will see avatars as characters on a screen. But in a true metaverse, we would perceive ourselves to be inside the game environment. Zuckerberg's metaverse will be for much more than games. We will walk around virtual supermarkets to buy groceries, be in virtual offices with our avatar colleagues, and dance in nightclubs with our avatar friends.
Can't we already meet up virtually?
Yes, but only very badly. Today, we simply do not have the computing power to create realistic avatars that can evolve in real time. Current metaverse avatars are childishly simplistic, have little facial expression, and generally no legs. So, we're a long way from the realistic virtual reality fantasy worlds of the movie Ready Player One. At the moment, nobody knows how to realize Zuckerberg's dream, which is one reason why the share value of Meta dropped 37% in the first 2 months of 2022.
Are there other problems with VR?
Yes, most people don't like wearing big, heavy VR headsets. Many find they induce nausea because of the slight differential between the movements you perceive yourself making and your body's actual movement. Worse still, you can't see where you are going in the real world, so accidents are quite common as people walk into walls and so on. The COVID-19 pandemic provided a perfect opportunity for the public to embrace virtual reality, but it remains a niche activity even within the gaming community.
So, is Zuckerberg wrong about virtual reality?
Maybe not. Ultimately, it's just a question of computing power and better technology. Think about how much game graphics have evolved over the past 20 years. The metaverse headsets of the future may be as different from the ones we know today as a smartphone is from an early mobile. And once the technology is there, the advantages of using the metaverse will be clear. For good or bad, it may become as inevitable in our lives as using the internet is today. But given the many evils already associated with Zuckerberg's existing social media platforms, the real question is this: do we want him to create and control the technology of tomorrow?